Well, in the city of Coldwater, things are growing from the recreation side of things. Of course, the big announcement last year of the donation from Dr. Brown to develop an aquatic center for the city of Coldwater, expansion of the rec building in Coldwater 2, in addition to what we already currently have here in the city of Coldwater with the softball field and the Little League complex and what's happening at the high school complex and more. And somebody who steps into it now and has to hit the ground running because it's going full strength right now, is Julie Santour, the new community enrichment director for the city of Coldwater. Welcome to Coldwater, although not unfamiliar with Coldwater. Your kids go to like middle school, and so you've been in this area. First off, maybe give folks a little background on you, on what got you here, and especially from a recreation standpoint, where you've been.
Great, yeah, thanks. I started with going to Central Michigan University and got my recreation degree.
Go Chips.
Yeah, and then I have been with the YMCA in Battle Creek for 20 years, working as a director. Started off in aquatics and moved around to all different kinds of things, from fitness to membership, and got to experience it all, really. I did work in Angola, Indiana, at the Y down there for 3 years, so I got to experience building a new Y, and then ended up going back to Battle Creek to finish out 20 years there. But yeah, really excited about coming to my hometown to now implement the programs. So,
well, and with that aquatics background, obviously that's a perfect fit for what's happening now with, I mean, some of the footers are already being poured. They've got the big hole in the ground. Actually, if the snow all melts off, you have a pool, an outdoor pool going here pretty soon. But with that new aquatic center, what excites you most about that for the city of Coldwater?
Oh, I think it's just going to be wonderful because we've never had the opportunity to offer indoor aquatic programs. We're going to be able to have a swim team. We're going to be able to offer everything from youth classes to senior citizens classes as far as arthritis and the therapy pool, family fun nights. It's going to be wide open for all different kinds of fun things. So,
expansion of obviously the rec building, and that's a very nice building as it is right now, but more courts, more facilities there. What do you see as kind of the growth of the rec programs using that part?
I see it as a lot of different usage. We're going to be putting in a multi-purpose floor, so we're going to be offering floor hockey and some different things that we're not able to run right now. There's going to be a three-lane track, so walkers and runners are going to have actually a designated spot inside that they can walk and run around. So, there's going to be lots of new things programmed in there as well.
As you're going through this planning stage now, because you got a little time till those buildings get finished, I'm sure you're looking for input from people. What are some of the things you're hearing in the community that people either like about the rec programs in Coldwater or would like to see expanded about the rec programs in Coldwater?
I think people are looking for more of a variety of things. We have always, I think, traditionally done everything the same way year after year, and I think people are looking for some different options for their kids and for themselves as adults to keep active. So we're going to try to provide that for them.
And with so many programs soon to be here and things that we have now, obviously, I'm sure you're trying to coordinate all the marketing of that, the information of that, of reaching out to more people to get more people to participate.
Sure. Definitely. And that's the key, is I think we have a lot of great programs here in Coldwater, but I don't think a lot of people know about them. So, we need to get the word out and have everybody come join us.
Okay. Folks want to maybe offer some input to you on what they'd like to see. What's the best way to do that?
They can email me. My email address is jsanture@coldwater.org.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Get a hold of Julie there. You're in the rec building right now.
Sure, yep.
But not for long.
Right. Yeah. We're going to be there until April 1st, so I invite anyone to stop by and chat. I love different ideas, so come by and say hi. And then April 1st, we'll be moving over across the parking lot to Heritage Hall. Okay. So we'll still be there at the park.
Yeah. Well, it used to be the rec offices.
Yep, like, years ago.
Years ago. So, yeah. So, and that's when, first part of April is when the construction will start in the rec building itself. So.
Yes.
Pretty exciting. You have to get your hard hat yet?
I don't have one yet, but I'm sure it's going to be very soon.
You'll need to invest
in one. I have spotted a pink one at the construction trailer.
It's got your name written all over it. Well, we look forward to updates as we get closer and closer to construction beginning on the rec building. But again, construction's already begun on the pool over the winter months and some of the new exciting programs that are coming. Julie Santour, the Community Enrichment Director for the City of Coldwater, with us. AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.